Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Greyhill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all. Adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name. Not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Greyhill Free Company.
Anyway, we keep getting off track. Who keeps doing that?
I don't know.
It's the morning. You're going to go meet Mangle by the... He's giving you an address to meet him at where you'll get sleds together. How much money do you have left, incidentally?
Not a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah?
I think I have... I had... Oh, fuck. Me running. I think I have 11... left, maybe?
11? Okay.
Now, time to set the price of those sleds.
So, during the morning, if I could perhaps scrounge around the floor, finding and eating delicious scraps, but also, is there any potential to come across any dropped coinage? I don't know what that might mean, but it's shiny enough that I might pick it up.
I mean, I'll roll, but... I'm not giving you great odds
That's fine.
On this
I'm just trying to help out our gold-conscious kobold over here.
Okie dokie. So I'm also going to need a luck check. Ooh. Sue, can I get a highs or lows?
Let's go with a lows.
Lows?
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, you find something to eat, but you don't find money. And you probably shouldn't have eaten that.
Yeah.
It's edible, but was it food?
Do we have our starting gold as well, or was it just...
Yeah, you have your whatever starting gold that you had, absolutely, yeah.
All right.
You can add that to your personal wealth.
That's another 15 gold.
I believe we established that Hotlongs did not have any money, though. No. I believe you technically started with 10 gold, Hotlongs, but I think we established that you do not have that 10 gold.
I do not care for gold. It might be on me. I think if anything, any gold is on me, it's stuffed in a pouch somewhere.
Sure.
So it might be there.
Okay.
And I reckon it might be there, but you have to find it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you it's there.
He doesn't know.
The previous night when Marvin had his like sad performance of like our struggles, did anybody tip him or give him any bardic?
Oh, yeah.
I think he would have been tipped, but it wouldn't have been in money. He would have been given alcohol and food, unfortunately.
Or
well, you know what?
Best currency.
Yeah. Well, first off, actually, would you have asked for money? Or would you have... Maybe when I say asked, I don't mean like going around. Would you put out a hat or whatever? It made it obvious that you would accept donations.
No, because the thought was to put on the performance to get the free lodgings for the night. Like that was the payment I was expecting.
Right.
So I wasn't expecting anything extra. If people really enjoyed it and would like to tip, then of course I would have accepted.
Highs or lows?
Well, Joel went with lows before. It was not great. So
no.
I'll go with lows again just based on odd purposes.
Yeah,
so
that's how stats work.
Guys, remember.
If you flip heads one time, you'll flip heads the second time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, while your performance might have been quite good, no one thought that you... No one got the context that you might be looking, canvassing for donations.
Yeah, so, I was complaining.
Yeah, no, you were given food and money, but you weren't given... Sorry, you were given food and drink. You were given food and drink, but not money.
It's out of the mouth canal, the wussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes you backsies. You can't push them back in.
You get to a kennel. It's got, presumably it has a name, but it's written in that language that none of you understand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the sign is just a baffling series of signographs to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can I?
Well, you got to turn Australian real quick.
Okay.
Sorry. I have to be teapot. The teapot is different. Okay, so.
Mangle has not arrived yet, mm-hmm. but it is still early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Teapot. Wonderful. Will wait outside the kennel in furious anxiety that they have paid Mangle, and Mangle is a no good fucking liar.
Is he late?
But
not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, if they're not late yet, then whatever.
You're
but
just tapping your foot impatiently.
Yes. Well, the teapot. Yeah. And then. At the kennel, is the kennel open or are they not open?
The kennel's open, yeah. Kennel's, okay. It's a 24-hour service.
24-hour, okay.
People arrive and leave at all hours of the day and night.
How many dogs, reindeer, and yaks are paddable?
Quite a lot. Oh, paddable? All of the yaks Excellent. Would be paddable. They're quite a docile creature. And mm-hmm. once again, as always, they accept death with a Buddha-like calm. So if you approach, they wouldn't mind.
Uh-huh.
The dogs probably also would... actually, the two of you... The two kobolds look like creatures that they are typically, or would typically be more pitted against. So unfortunately, the dogs are not, they're not able to, they're like in kennels and whatnot, so they can't get to you, but they are not friendly to the two of you.
But can I get to them?
You can get to them.
Great. Yes.
Okay. Like, Marvin and Teapot, both of you watch as Hotlungs, with
dogs.
A Buddha-like calm, is accepting death by being torn apart by sled dogs.
Hand up, being like, come dog, pet dog.
They are furiously barking. They are quite obviously...
One of my dad's favorite quotes, and I quote it all the time, mm-hmm. is, you can try anything once.
Yeah.
So I think to your question of, are they paddable? Yeah. Yes, at least once.
Hello, good doggy. Good doggy. Good doggy.
So you go to pat? No one's stopping you, so...
Would I aggressive? Can I try and regurgitate a bit of the thing I ate?
Sure.
Okay. Can I okay. offer that?
Well, we'll like, make that an animal handling check.
Adam, can I help out with the animal handling? because I have quite a bit of animal handling, and I am mm-hmm. somewhat of an animal myself. I see what he's trying to do. It seems very calm and polite and nice with the animals to maybe soothe the animals with my lute as he's going over, give a little jaunty tune.
Bardic inspiration? Is that what's happening?
No, just a regular animal handling check.
Okay, no
I have
worries.
A plus eight on that guy.
Okay. You... So, I guess if you're doing a separate animal handling, yeah, the dog does not bite your hand. It calms down long enough for you to pat it.
Cool. Does it eat the thing?
You regurgitate a bit of food. The dog doesn't really care for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I eat that then.
Yeah, all right. You eat it
and
back.
And then I
yeah.
pat the dog.
That's fine. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
You know it's edible because it came from you.
Yeah.
That's a good plus.
Yeah. You've eaten enough kobold to know that's edible. Yeah.
Yeah.
The dog, yeah, doesn't seem interested in food, but is calmed by the music and allows you to pet.
Wait, let's back up.
Hold on, we got to back up. Because you said you have eaten enough kobold.
What did you regurgitate?
I don't know. What's the problem?
Meat's meat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fair enough.
This is Hotlungs' internal, not internal monologue, but internal narration, and you two are not privy to that.
Okay.
So this new information of how many times Hotlungs has eaten kobold is not knowledge that you have.
That's a fair point. Yes. Teapot is not paying attention to Hotlungs.
You know when, like, you know, you birthed or hatched in the litter and you gotta, like, fight for survival so you eat your brethren? Yeah.
Yeah.
Similar vibe.
Yeah. And then when you're older and there is regular food, but you're just kind of hungry and the kobold's right there.
He's right there and maybe a little bit weak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
so
sometimes...
the rest of everyone down, everyone being mostly just me.
Yeah. And then sometimes you just, there's a kobold in front of you facing away from you and you're holding a rock. Why not?
Let's not make Hotlungs a cereal. He's more of an opportunist.
He's just a hungry boy.
Opportunal.
He's more of an opportunist killer. No,
opportunist cannibal.
Hang on. Let's not make him a cannibal.
He's not. Well, no, see, there's no implication of murder with a cannibal. A cannibal just eats other people. Mm. I would say that at least.
Okay.
So you're not always doing the murdering. You're always doing the eating, though.
Yeah. I like just to think there's just, he doesn't know what kobold is. He just knows what meat is.
Sure, yeah. Don't we all?
Yeah.
Anyway, you sleds, pat the dog. Right? Yeah, sleds, sleds. You're having fun. This is great. A person, seeing that you're patting the dogs, a person wanders over and would probably address you in common. It's one of those dwarfs with the hair all over his face, kind of looking like a very short Wookiee. Mm. You wish to purchase?
Yes.
Dogs?
Having seen this whole situation with Hot Lungs and the dogs, Teapot was originally going to take the doggies because they didn't want stupid reindeer and flighty nonsense from reindeer, and they are faster than the yucks. But considering that now dogs appear to be potentially a hazardous or threat to Teapot's body, considering doing dumb reindeer instead of dogs.
Dogs will listen. Must have firm hand, though. Teapot, firm hand, easy to teach.
Teapot looks at their very tiny little kobold hands and is like, okay.
I'm pretty good with animals, so if we need a little bit of assistance getting these guys to do what we need, I don't mind stepping up and helping out in that regard.
Teapot would love not to be responsible for one thing. So, yeah, that's fine. Then dogs, okay, not stupid reindeer, for 10-day trip. Well, 10-day there, 10-day back. 20 days.
20 days. This, 25 gold. 1 gold per day, 5 gold for a flat fee.
Well, I also found out, Teapot, that I had a little bit of extra coin in my pouch, so I can help you out there with the funds after we've depleted the party funds.
Okay, it's 25, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so Teapot has 11 gold. I don't know what Teapot's starting.
What was your background?
Criminal?
Criminal? I think that's a great one for starting that.
Criminal spy?
Criminal spy.
Yeah.
It's very funny to specify not just criminal, but criminal spy.
No, well, because I adapted Teapot from a previous character that was like a level 10. So my gold in this character sheet says 515. And I have a suspicion that you're not going to let me keep 515 gold.
I'm sorry, but no. I believe you start with 15, though. Hang on, I'm double... Yeah, you start with 15 gold as a criminal slash spy. So,
nice.
I mean, it's not as much as you had, but it's a decent amount. Certainly, you now, I mean, you'd have to dip into personal funds, but you certainly now do have enough to pay for the sled.
True. Well, I do have the two gold left over from the party funds that I had initially, so that can help. And then I had the 15 gold personal, which is perfectly fine. I can always just tell more stories, get more gold. The gold's ever flowing. It's all right. We get it when we need it.
Yeah, so we have enough funds for this. So Teapot will hand over the 25 gold for the 20 days.
The dwarf counts it out, and then on a table in between the two of you where they obviously business is conducted, the dwarf counts it out, and while he's doing that, Mangle appears from deeper in town. Hello, my good friends. Good to see you this fine morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
I've curled up into the dog.
Okay.
Maybe. All right. Can I nap? Will it let me nap? The dog's sitting down? Dog
yeah,
chilling,
calm.
Lying down? Excellent. I'm napping.
All right. I'm Mangle, he says, introducing. I don't think Marvin or Hot Lungs, you've met Mangle. Mangle doesn't know to, or is just hasn't noticed Hot Lungs yet, so he just introduces himself to you, Marvin. A pleasure to meet you.
Oh, pleasure to meet you as well. You were a very tall fella.
Yes.
Yes. Teapot told us a lot about you. We're excited to dip into this adventure together. Over there is Hot Lungs. He's taking a bit of a nap.
He's no longer wearing that smoking jacket or the lovely pants that you saw before. Instead, now he looks a little bit more like the picture I showed you, where he has The armor looks more ceremonial than practical, but you don't. But it also, it's quite obviously designed to be light. Mm-hmm. So you think armor is more of a, yeah, an afterthought for him. It looks like he may mainly probably relies on speed and sheer force of violence.
Right. Like maybe he relies on being a fucking bear.
Yeah. Hmm. But with the one exception from the picture, he doesn't have a weapon except for. On his already claw-like hands, he has additional iron spikes, which very much imply that he will be tearing foes apart limb from limb.
There is a reason why it goes, if it's white, say goodnight.
Yeah.
Yes. Especially with additional claws. Like, yeah. He didn't need help.
He didn't need it. He didn't need it. But we respect it.
Yeah. Got to respect the process.
Yes. Well, yeah, it's pleasure.
Pussy game.
Pussy game? Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Jesus.
Anyway, he eventually looks over and sees Hotlungs. Is this gentleman with you as well?
Yes, that's Hotlungs I just mentioned. He is taking a nap.
Right.
He had a rough one yesterday.
Bit too much on the yes. I see. Yes. I see.
Guess I would be a little hungover. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, too You'd much
be
on quite the hungover.
Every time you move, your head is pounding.
Okay. Yep. Cool. Okay. Good luck, everyone else. Okay. Yeah. Definitely.
You received the blessing?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent.
We did.
Oh, great to hear. Okay. And I assume you're finalizing. Right. The dwarf has come out with a sled and a team of dogs to pull it. It'll be four dogs plus the sled. Okay. No, sorry, five dogs
five
plus
dogs.
The sled. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lead, four proper pulling dogs, and then, yeah, the sled itself. The sled is large enough that the three of you as small-sized... Yeah, you're all... Wait, no, what are you again, Marvin? What size?
I'm a hedgehog. Yeah. That is currently... Well, I guess I can enlarge myself.
Are you small or medium?
I am small.
Small? Okay, yeah. Easily the three of you as small-sized creatures will fit in the sled bay, and then there'll be a bit of extra room should you need it for whatever reason.
Sweet. Should we name these compatriots so we're even more upset when they
Sure, you can name the dogs if you want.
The winter. Do they have names already?
I'll let you name them.
All right. Teapot, what would you like to name Doggo number one?
There are two wolves inside me.
That's a good right, name.
One of them.
There are
one of two those wolves. Says
we'll just shorten that to two wolves.
Yeah. So they're wolves. In Morgan, there are two wolves inside me. One of them is saying we should give them very cute names, and the other one is saying that we should all give them variations of Ussie.
Well, I think we've got two wolves. Two wolves is the leader.
Two wolves is the leader.
Yeah.
So are we given the options to name them?
Let's say these were always their names.
Okay,
but I'll let the three of you name them.
Okay. That won't be thin for me.
You can name them whatever you want.
Okay.
I don't mind.
Rupert.
Rupert.
Bert.
Flossie.
Flossie. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Brick.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
And one left.
Morgan.
Since you named two wolves by accident.
Yeah.
What Ussie would you like to name this?
Oosie? Was that the, you just wanted to do ooh, oosie? Ooh, ooh, like a wolf, like the ooh?
Yeah.
Ooh,
oosie? Ooh, oosie. Ooh, oosie?
Ooh, oosie.
You know what, it wasn't that, okay. But yes, ooh, oosie.
Ooh,
ooh. Ooh, ooh.
Okay.
U-dubs, U-S-S-Y. Got it.
I've got ooh-woo, U-W-U, dash, oosie, U-S-S-Y. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect spelling.
All right, so you collect two wolves, Rupert, Flossie, Brick, and Ooh-Woo-Woosie, and set off.
Hmm.
So, sorry. Yeah? Mm-hmm. What's the problem?
I don't understand. It's a perfectly good name for a sled dog.
It's a normal dog name.
No, They've always been named. You just had such an air of, like, exhausted contempt.
No, not at all.
No, that's not exhausted contempt.
It is.
You'll know when there's exhausted contempt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll. No. We have not entered that territory yet. No. It is an uwu pussy, this dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uwu, obviously, standing for you love your war self. Anyway, it's a self-positivity message.
Yeah,
message.
I think so.
All right, so you set off from Oak Heart into the depths of Hasgra. You are traveling for about 10 days, and you can tell in the first, you spend 2 days traveling inwards before anything of note happens. In the first 2 days, though, you notice that things become colder and colder and colder, and you are very grateful for your inner layers, though at points you feel like you could have been warmer.
I don't know to be mad at you, so I'm just cold.
Teapot is, this is the circumstances. In fact, Teapot is drafting a very strongly worded letter back to our employers of like, this was not enough fucking money for the amount of gear that we had to supply.
The money was supplied by the contractor, not by Greyhill.
Great. Teapot is drafting a very strongly worded letter slash argument for when we get to our destination to be like, this was not enough fucking money for the amount of shit that we had to buy.
You also notice as you're driving further and further inwards that windstorms are not uncommon here. You would have been protected by the many buildings of Oak Heart previously, but now there is nothing to protect you from the biting wind. Mm-hmm. You are very glad that you did not cheap out on the coats. So.
You're fucking welcome.
I don't know what that is in reference to. Everything. Hot Longs just looks very confused.
Yeah, that's okay. Teapot is not expecting any. Period.
I break off a ration and just hand it to you.
The fact that strangely touched that Hot Longs is giving Teapot food and not just eating it themselves, Teapot will accept it in like sort of a bewildered like bit of emotion and then just like kind of like go to the other side of the sled. You've kind of completely disarmed Teapot.
And go back to gnawing on the ration.
Nice. On the second day, at just past midday, after you've taken a break for a lunch, Mangle explains, or maybe during the lunch rather, Mangle explains, there is a, I happen to know of a settlement not too far from here. We'll probably stay there or rest there on our trip. It'll be just one night where we won't have to be out here in the plains. The name of the settlement is Crack Door Torm. Translates roughly to a break from the storm, funnily enough. It's a glacier dwarf settlement, so expect mostly dwarves. The glacier dwarves are friendly, but their settlements keep to themselves for the most part. But they will allow us safe passage, or they should allow us to stay for the night. We will be asked to pay, but not in money. They'll ask for food or something similar. Typically, what they prefer is a wild animal that we have killed and brought to them. And so we have about a day to do this.
And that would be good for all of us. We don't need like one per.
No. One for the group should be enough. Just as a kind of representational way of saying that we're not becoming a burden to the society.
Yeah, I understand. Would you recommend a wonderful guide for any specific animal around these parts that they may enjoy or won't kill us outright?
Well, they shouldn't attack. They're friendly enough. They won't attack us, period. And we could show up without anything. They would still shelter us, but it's poor form in their culture.
Oh, I mean the animals killing us outright. If we're going to be hunting down something.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, there are many creatures, like a reindeer, or there are many other sorts, many different types of deer, caribou and whatnot, that we could get our hands on without too much trouble. We could do it something as easy as a fox as well, or a snow hare. I mean, coming up, the four of us arriving with just one snow hare, once again, they would accept it, but that might also be considered poor form on their part.
Yeah, understandable.
Okay, go hunt. Yeah. Can I like to sniff the air trying to track anything?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. That'll be a survival check. Whoa! Yeah, all right, you can sniff on the air. There is something around. Highs or lows?
Let's go highs.
Highs? You reckon it might be, you know the smell of deer. You were seeing a bunch of them just recently, just a couple days ago. You can smell deer on the air.
Horse, but, and I kind of like a prance motion. Prance horse.
Right.
Point.
That would probably be a deer of some variety.
Right. And Hotlongs knows the general direction.
Yeah, Hotlongs can start guiding you in the right way.
Oh, wonderful. If this goes to shit, I have locate animals or plants. So just keep that in the back pocket of a
Does anyone have something to... You're tracking down this reindeer, and you needed to make another survival check. Mm. Does anyone have something to help with this one more survival check?
Both of us have bardic inspiration.
Oh, that's true.
Well, would you like to spend a bardic inspiration, either one of you?
Yeah, I'll do so, because I have a possibility of recovering my bardic inspiration.
It's a
so
D8, I'm a, right? I think we established, yeah.
Tongue on the ice.
With the help of an inspirational song,
get stuck a bit,
Hotlongs, you are able to. It looks like for a moment you're losing the scent, but then you manage to retrace your steps, follow a different trail, and the environment you're in is, imagine a desert but ice. Mm-hmm. It is flat in all directions. There are no features. The most that you can see, or the most interesting objects that you might see, is every now and then there'll be like a little tuft of some plant that is hardy enough to survive being snowed on year round. Mm-hmm. Something like maybe snowdrops, like the flower, which would be a very beautiful but rare sight.
I would say to inspire you with a song or just words of encouragement, I'd be following behind you. Mm-hmm. And given your propensity for desire food, just enjoy eating, I would discuss tragic stories of people not finding what they need and going out into the wilderness and not having the exact skills that they would require to survive as a guiding force for you to hunt stronger and not die.
Well, they die because those little bitches. Not a little bitch.
This is a very sudden change in Hotlong's demeanor.
Yeah, Marvin's eyes get a little
wide.
He's
a survivalist. He knows what to do.
I've just never seen this part of Hotlong's before.
Marvin takes this internally and be like, did I just change a man with my words and song? And I'll think about that for a little bit and think of how tragic that could possibly be, given how sweet you've been.
Hotlong's has never had a day where he is hungry.
Mm. Those days could exist in the future. So you got to be careful.
Someone needs to be careful.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty direct threat. He's eating kobold. What do you think he'll do to you?
Marvin's eyes are just wide. He stops for a second.
I don't have the emotional intelligence to say all this.
I just see it in the eyes of like, you could be food.
Just like, never hungry, never hungry. Always eating. Just sizing you up, always eating.
Oh, shit.
Every now and then you wake up and Hot Lungs is like next to you sizing up how what your size difference.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of tum there for the eating that Marvin does not want to part with.
And what were we doing? Right, you were tracking reindeer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You managed to spot on the horizon, you can, all three of you now can see the silhouette of what is unmistakably a an adult reindeer. It looks to have separated from the rest of its herd. You maybe, actually, as you're getting closer, Hot Lungs, you can tell that there is a herd nearby somewhere, but you haven't sighted them yet. There is certainly, though, this one reindeer out on its own, on its lonesome. In addition to that, you also spot that there are many nearby. You can see many different sets of tracks, not all on one road, but in many different areas, there are tracks of other groups going deeper into the interior.
Other groups as in, like, of people? Humanoids? Or?
Yeah, humanoids. You can see sled trails for many different groups. It looks like all of them lead in and very few lead out.
That's going towards a settlement, right? Like, where we're heading towards or not?
Yeah, vaguely. Or most of them appear to be heading in the same direction. So it's not all, but most.
Yeah. Prance horse. Two-leg horse.
How close am I to this reindeer?
How close? It's on the horizon.
Okay, so I to hit it.
Yeah.
All right. The tracks look fresh from the sleds?
From the sleds? No.
Okay. Okay.
Most of them are at the very least a week old. A 10-day old, sorry.
Okay, all right. All right, everybody. I want to get like real low and start like stalking that deer.
Okay. You begin stalking. Does everyone else follow with and stalk?
Yeah, I'd follow suit behind, you know, trying to keep a little bit of distance.
All right. I am going to roll. Sorry?
Probably, yeah. Would follow.
I will roll the stealth of the worst person in the party, which would be Marvin at a hot plus zero.
Okay. If you make a sound, or anyone make a sound, the look I will give.
You're not terribly silent, Marvin, but you're not loud enough that at this range, at least, you're going to bother the reindeer.
I'm a little flat-footed.
Spiky horse, shush.
Hedgehog.
Are you on the sled or off the sled right now?
I would say off.
I'm off. Yeah.
What are you doing with the sled? Do you leave it behind? Are you bringing it with you? This includes the dogs, I'm assuming.
Yeah, well, sled with, what is the role of Mangle in this? Like, is Mangle helping us, or is just sort of like...
Mangle can help, yeah, absolutely. He didn't do the tracking because Hot Lungs just started and pretty much immediately picked up a scent. But you can see Mangle is crawling along with you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if someone needs to stay with the sleds, given the look Hot Lungs have been giving me, I could sit back with the dogs, you know, just make sure that they're not running off. I'm pretty good with the animals. Or you can have me come along, either one. But someone should watch the sled so no one yanks them.
The next lowest stealth would be a tie between Hot Lungs and Mangle, who both have a plus one. Teapot, you have a stealth, I see, of plus nine.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yes. Teapot is a sneaky little bitch. Also, Teapot is not really excited about staying back with the dogs. Mm-hmm. So if Marvin and their big animal handling check would like to stay behind with them, that is acceptable to Teapot. They will be the bard for this situation.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll sit my fat ass on the sled there and talk to the dogs.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.